Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment, your journey into personal growth. The splendor of any decision is after you've made it, all that remains to be seen are its consequences. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. Here at Threads of Enlightenment, we talk about the principles of self-development and personal growth. By having conversation with people who have walked through their journey of personal growth. We believe that everyone at some point in their life will have to deal with one or more of these principles to have the privilege of focusing on their self-development as humans. These principles, when applied, can help you to become the best self possible. Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment, your journey into personal growth. The splendor of any decision is after you've made it, all that remains to be seen are its consequences. My name is Ken Primus. I am your host. Here at Threads of Enlightenment, we talk about the principles of self-development and personal growth. By having conversation with people who have walked through their journey of personal growth. We believe that everyone at some point in their life will have to deal with one or more of these principles to have the privilege of focusing on their self-development as humans. These principles, when applied, can help you to become the best self possible. Welcome to Threads of Enlightenment. I am Ken Primus, your host. It is my honor and pleasure to welcome you to this podcast so that you and I can learn together and become better human spirits. My goal is that we would walk in the principles of self-development, that we would look to no other but ourselves to help us to grow and change our life. In this current time that we have with the pandemic and all the uncertainties that are out there in the world today, we need to look to ourselves to gain answers to better our development. It's our responsibility from the time we're born until the time we die to first develop ourselves, because if we don't, someone will have input in that process, and they usually do. Those someones are your grandparents, your parents, teachers, friends, the community as a whole, your college, your professors, all of these entities will have some type of input on your development. Now, based on the type of input that these groups put into you, you will develop a certain way. Certain things that people say to us as we're growing up and we're coming into our own, as they say, our parents or grandparents, the ones that's closest to us, they have the most influence upon us. And so some parents lack the understanding of who they are and how they play a part in your life. And so they tend to say things that will hurt you and cause you much pain and put you in a state of pain and hurt. One of the things that I talk about, I'll be talking about, is low self-esteem. And we get to that place based on what people say to us, what our parents say to us, again, what our teachers and friends and close families and so forth. And we tend to internalize some of these things that they say to us, such as, you'll grow up to be nothing. You were not smart. You're an idiot. You're dumb. Some of us are lucky to have parents that tell us that we can do anything, we can do anything we put our minds to, which we can, because that's how the human spirit has been put together. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that all things are possible to the believing man. So then the onus and the responsibility is on us and what we do with that belief system. And that is the key to our personal growth, is our belief system and what has been deposited in that belief system, whether, as I mentioned, our parents, teachers, or so forth, society, whatever is deposited in that belief system will then manifest. It will become your thoughts. Your thoughts becomes your speech. And whatever you begin to confess, those are the things that you will believe. And then once you believe it, then you begin to act on it and it bears fruit. And so at this podcast, our intention is to lean on each other with the wisdoms that you have gained in your life, the wisdoms that I've gained in mine, and that we can encourage each other at this crucial time in our society. As human beings, we tend to, what I've seen is that unless something dramatic happens in our life, we don't dig in deep and search. What I'm saying is this: not unless like a traumatic incident in your life, then you begin to look at yourself. I know one of mine was my divorce, and I had my five boys, and we went through a divorce, and in that place of pain was when I had to start looking at myself, looking to see who and what I have become. I was about 35 years old when that happened. And one of the things that I learned in that journey was that I had to learn to embrace. This is a saying that I have, and my friends will testify that I do say this to them, because I learned this personally. Embrace the moments of darkness, because it is in the darkness that we learn to develop and use our ability to truly see those parts of ourselves, often invisible to us, in the light. It's a lot packed into that, and that's years of pain in that statement that I mentioned. And in that time of pain was when I got that revelation about the darkness and learning to look into who I am. My background is Christianity, and so from time to time you'll hear me pull out some scriptures. And the reason why I pull those things out is so that you and I can take the principle out of that and apply it to our life. Because I believe that religion is the enemy to your relationship with your God. And we are all caught up in religion. And if you take a look at religion, you'll see that religion has always been the enemy of God, because it was religion that killed Jesus Christ. It wasn't anything else, because they plotted and came together and did what they did. And if you look in history, you'll see that's basically the same. The religious leaders are threatened, and because they're threatened of their power and influence and so forth, they then kind of plot to get rid of that person. So I don't believe that religion is the answer. I think the relationship with your God is, which is a different thing. But there is a story in the Bible that talks about the prodigal son. And prodigal son is pretty much all of us. You know, dad had some money, gave it to the young boy, went to his dad and said, hey, give me my inheritance. Let me get out of here. I'm going to go and live my life. And so many of us have gone and, quote unquote, live our lives. And it didn't turn out so well. The prodigal son, as we read that story, he ended up partying. All his so-called friends left him. All when the money left, everything left. I'm sure the women left, all of it. You know how that goes. And the partying, everyone left. The next time we see this young man, he's eating with the pigs because he has no food. He squandered all of his money and he's broke. And so he begins to look around in that place where I call being with the pigs. A lot of us have to get to that place. You'll see people in their life, they're maybe hooked on drugs or hooked on something. Everyone has a vice. And whatever that vice is, it will take you sometimes to be with the pigs. And so it was not until he was with the pigs that he began to get a revelation of where he was, number one, and that he can do better if he goes to his father. And so many of us, until we get into that place where we're sitting down and eating food with the pigs, I consider that a dark, dark place. And so we have to embrace the moments of darkness, because it is right there in the darkness that we learn how to develop the use of our abilities and truly see those parts of ourselves, often invisible in the light, because you don't pay attention to, you know, you're just partying. And so he gets this revelation. He's like, look, man, I can go back to my father's house. At least, I mean, he'll give me stuff and the maids and then the servants eat better than me. So I might as well just go and do that. But on his way there, his father is looking for him because his father misses him. And the father sees him and gets his servants together and began to get the best of everything and create a feast for him. And so the principle in that, story is that once we get that revelation and we begin to move from where we're at, we begin to take steps. We begin to make decisions. About his decision was, hey, I better, is a better chance for me to get some food at my father's house than be here and eating with the pigs. And so he made a decision. And then based on that decision that he made, he got up and then he proceeded to walk because he's broke. So he has to walk, and he walks to his father's house. We don't know how far that was, but he got there based on his decision. And so you and I are going to have to make some decisions about our lives as we begin to look, and those of us that are in our dark place. And we have to see and make a decision, take a look at what we want to do with our life and change our belief system as to what we believed before, because he believed enough to go eat with the pigs and he believed enough to get up and begin to walk to go to his father's house. So you and I have to work on our belief system, because the limitation is on us. The principle to the man, the human spirit, is with faith, all things are possible. You can do anything. And we look at fate being used around us all day long. I mean, the man on the moon, the car, Ford with the car, developing the car, the chair that you sit on, the pen that you write it. Someone believed something and began to act and cause those things to manifest. And that is the power of who you and I are. And so at this podcast, my intention is for us to take those steps and find out who we are. And as we begin to do that, we can grow together. We can become more effective in our lives, to whether it's professional, whether it's family, whatever aspect of your life. Because once you have fixed you, then all the other aspects of your life will begin to come in place. Some of the tools that we're going to talk about to get us there is meditation. Meditation is a great tool to get you and give you control of your thoughts, because everything starts from that thought. The thought is placed there by words. And so your mom and your dad planted this seed. Drop, you're no good. Or some of them are lucky and said, you're beautiful. You can make it. You're smart. And if you take a look at those two groups, you will see the manifestation of them. And the ones that make it from those parents that are belittling them, those are usually folks with a strong, strong will. A strong belief system that looks at everything that everyone says to them, and it doesn't matter at all. So what we're going to do is take a break and come back and, begin to talk a little more about growing together and how we get there. And we'll talk about words, how they're planted into us and how it grows, how we uproot those things and what we need to do in order to change our state. The journey now is to get back your power. And one of the very first things you're going to have to learn to do is to forgive yourself. It is hard, it is painful, but it's necessary. You must learn to forgive yourself. And as you do that, you will see that it becomes liberating. You will begin to slowly begin to be liberated from the shackles that your emotions have kept you in. And so you and I will continue to walk. And my intention is that we would have this conversation and talk to each other about how, where you're at, how, if you need help, we call on each other. We call on friends. They're going to be friends sometimes that will be there. Sometimes they're not going to be there. And so that's why I said earlier that you have to have that attitude where, regardless of anything, you are going to keep moving, just as the prodigal son did. He got up and he kept moving. And our goal is that since you and I have been sitting with the pigs for years, it is time for us to begin to get up and keep moving. Another saying that I tell people is that the splendor of any decision is after you've made it, all that remains to be seen are the consequences of that decision or those decisions. Some decisions will affect you instantaneously. Some a day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. Some a month. Sometimes the fruit of that decision manifests years later. And so you have to become a soldier in a way where you're guarding certain things about yourself. You're guarding your spirit. You're guarding your heart, as they say. You're guarding your decision-making process. You're guarding from people putting a seed by a word inside your heart or your being that will bring forth fruit. And it is your responsibility not to allow it to grow. Do not water it. Do not water it with depression. Do not water it with anger. Do not water it with all of these emotions that are contrary to growth. And as you become the master of yourselves, we'll talk about a very beautiful principle in the Bible. It talks about Jesus said to his disciples, he says, take no thoughts saying. And so the principle is this. When someone comes to you, someone will say something to you. Hey, let's do this. Let's go hang out. Let's do that. Whatever, you know, and they have planted that seed. It is up to you whether to take that thought, because once they plant those words form a thought. You have a thought pattern on that situation, and then it brings a picture, and then you have to make a decision. And the principle is this: take no thoughts saying. And so you could say it verbally, say it out, you know, hey, let's do it. Or you could say it, there's a part in the Bible where it says that the woman said within herself, and that is, she said it within her spirit being, and she said her thing was that she heard about Jesus healing people, and she had a lot of money, and she spent all her money, and she couldn't get healed. And they said that she heard that Jesus was healing people, and she said, the scripture said that she heard within herself, and she said, all I need to do is just touch his hem. I don't need to do nothing else. And if you take a look at that story, that whole principle of what she did. And so she took the thought into her being, and it caused her to act. It caused her to actually, she was fighting against the crowd to get through to him. And she just touched him, and he turned around, and he said, within thousands of people touching him. And he turned around, and he said, who touched me? And his disciples asked him if he was nuts. And what it was the difference? People were all around him for all kinds of stuff, but she touched him with a purpose. And that is why I say, people, you have to find your purpose, because your purpose will help you to pull energy out from around you, and will cause things to do, and it will give you strength. It will cause you to go against the crowds. And so when someone comes, the very first thing that you're going to say when they come and tell you that you're this, you're that, refuse the thought. Don't allow it to be planted inside your being that it will bear fruit of anger, resentment, any of those type things. Begin to become a guard. Live in awareness of who you are and the principles that are there for you. Because out there, there's people that don't like you. People don't think you're anything. People don't think you're this and that. But what you think is the key. And so, how many people you and I have read and heard stories about people saying things about them, you're never going to be anything, and they said, no, I'm going to be something. And so you and I have to be that same way. You look at that person that hurt you, that situation that you never think you could come out of. But time is another friend. And we have to learn how to utilize time. And time is here to help us. Because as time passes, we become more and more stronger. And so we have to learn not to be afraid of time, but we have to learn how to utilize time. And so that we can become this mature human spirit that we can then turn around and help those other people that are in their dark places hanging out with the pigs. And so we could go and help them and teach them our own how to come out. You're going to teach them how you came out. And so I'm excited about this. And I hope you guys continue to join me and tell your friends about us so that we can come together at Threads of Enlightenment. That title, I'm going to go into a little about how that title came about. And because to me, it represents a process that we have to go through, that thread that we have to go through in order to become a mature individual or human spirit, as I refer to us. And so we will look into that as we continue. And I'll see you next time. And again, this is Threads of Enlightenment. I am Ken Primus, your host, and it's a pleasure and excited about you and I getting and working on our personal growth. All right. Everyone who's listening to this broadcast, we hope to continually help you to learn how to embrace moments of darkness, because it is in the darkness that we learn how to develop and use our abilities to truly see those parts of ourselves often invisible to us in the light. It becomes your responsibility to navigate through all of your trials to find out who you truly are and begin your journey to loving yourself, which is possibly one of the most difficult things you will ever do in your life. To love yourself and to find the real you, but always remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you for coming by. Please subscribe. And if you can support us financially, we deeply appreciate it. You can do this by hitting the heart button. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, anyone that you can. You can hear us on Buzzsprout, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more. Everyone who's listening to this broadcast, we hope to continually help you to learn how to embrace moments of darkness, because it is in the darkness that we learn how to develop and use our abilities to truly see those parts of ourselves often invisible to us in the light. It becomes your responsibility to navigate through all of your trials to find out who you truly are and begin your journey to loving yourself, which is possibly one of the most difficult things you will ever do in your life. To love yourself and to find the real you, but always remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you for coming by. Please subscribe. And if you can support us financially, we deeply appreciate it. Until next time, invite your family, friends, neighbors, anyone that you can. You can hear us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Overcast, and many more.